This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Broward County is about to get a lot grayer. Over the next decade, more than 200,000 residents will age into retirement, quickly making Broward the oldest county in Florida. A new report calls it a silver tsunami, and it's raising questions about what the county needs to do to prepare. A lot of people think of Florida as a place to retire, even native Floridians. Pompano Beach native Dorothy Gay is 77. She tugs on a strand of her white hair as she tells me, now that she's retired, making ends meet is tough.
You know how you think you're going to save a little here and a little there, but you didn't do it. So time passes on and you're at a point.
Gay worked as a teacher's aide in Plantation for over two decades and even took a second job in aftercare to boost her monthly retirement checks. Her Social Security and pension payments total $2,500 a month. Too much to apply for affordable housing, but not enough to pay for rent.
I never thought that housing would be so hard.
For now, she stays at a friend's house.
Her name is Dorothy also.
Rents are high in Broward County, especially compared to what people get paid. For everyone. And with nearly 13% of seniors in Broward living below the poverty line, that's higher than the national average.
Broward is almost making themselves out of the availability of middle-class individuals anymore and retirees, unless you have a lot of money.
Diane Smith works at the SOFIA, the South Florida Institute on Aging. It used to be called Impact Broward. Her job tackles another challenge for seniors, loneliness.
The ability to connect with individuals who are isolated, they just so appreciate the fact that someone cares about them and checks on them.
Smith runs a volunteer program that covers some transportation costs for seniors to visit with other seniors.
This is just a Hollywood magazine, commercial, retail, industrial.
That's how nearly 80-year-old Eugene Andreessen is in Sullivan Estabi's living room, sifting through his junk mail.
The Finger Hut magazine, which he buys stuff out of.
He knows me so good, what I need and what I don't want. So he just...
Get rid of it.
Andreessen is reading the mail because Estavia, who at 59 is young for the retiree circuit, is blind.
I don't have no family here. You know, all my family are back in my homeland.
Estavia is from Trinidad Tobago. Now, he rarely leaves his apartment except for doctor's appointments. And so, Andreessen's visits are a really big deal for both of them. Andreessen, a former New Yorker, worries what'll happen to him when he can't drive anymore.
I've always had a vehicle. In New York, you had the best transportation in the world. Down here, if you didn't have a car, you were stuck.
The number one call we get in this office is about transportation.
That's Broward County Commissioner Nan Rich. She says one of the ways Broward is trying to pay for better transportation for seniors is through a proposed sales tax increase from the current 6 cents to 7 per dollar to be voted on November 6th. If it passes, all of that extra revenue would go to improving or adding transportation options in the county.
I look to this surtax to say, listen, this growth, this silver tsunami is coming. We're not prepared. We're not prepared in housing. We're not prepared in transportation.
Andreessen still worries that Broward County won't be ready for him.
It's not being, what's the word? I'm having a senior moment. It's not being taken care of.
For Andreessen and others in this silver tsunami, the questions for Broward County will just keep getting more urgent. I'm Katie Switalski in Hollywood.